The Tony Rabbi Zakoi Kaimed Rabbi Yochanan. Now I will soon explain how Rabbi Yochanan knows his Rosha. How does he know it from? That Rabbi Zakoi learned in front of Rabbi Yochanan. Hidash in the Pasuk says like this, Kiim besula me'amav yikach isha. That in a Kohen Gadol is only allowed to marry a besula. Al isha that didn't live with a man yet. She's a besula. And it says me'amav from your nation. It's yikach isha. So Rabbi Zakoi says, Lahavya comes to include Giyoris Mechuna Shikshar Lakuna. If you have a Giyoris, that's a Mechuna that's prepared. So Rashi learns that Mechuna means Kleima. Shayaviha Vi'ima Me'am Echot. That their parents were from the same nation. Venolda Bigdusha. And after the parents were Mizgaya, they became a Jew. Then they gave, then she became, the mother became pregnant. And then they had this daughter. Lafuke gera moini, mashenke ne gera moini, if the father was an amoini, shenosa bas Yisrael, that he married a bas Yisrael, did an avera, the lav mechunihi, that's not called, the parents of mechun are allowed to do what they're doing, hoilu biyosa biavera, bita psula. Since the bia was biavera, Rav Zakoi's alochri like Rosh Lakish, that the bita psula lakuna. Alright, the turnover. Yeah, this is the way that Rabbi Zakoi learned in front of Rabbi Yochanan. That's the way he dashed in the spotik of Kiim Besula Me'amav Yikach Isha is Lahavi Giyores Mechuna. Now, Rabbi Yochanan said back, V'yomalei, Ani Shaina, I learned a little bit differently. The spotik says Me'amav, so Ani Shaina Amav, the spotik could have said Amav. Kiim Besula Amav Yikach. Me'amav, what does the spotik say an extra mem Me'amav? Lohavi psula habor mi beis amamin. That his daughter comes from the parents, like from two different nations. V'yata martin, you're telling me, Rav Zakoi, just giyuris mechuna v'sulai? That the pasuk only means a giyuris where the parents were beheter. That's where the daughter is mutlakuna. Rav Yechon says, no, why dash in this pasuk, kiyim besula miyamov, even in the case where the parents came from two different nationalities, still the daughter is mutter. What does that mean? That means the father wasn't an Amoini, and the mother was not. Like Rashi says, Amov Me'amov, Midamot L'michta B'sula Amov, Yikach, Uksiv, and the Pasuk says, Me'amov, Ha'afilu Me'miksas Amov, V'yam Acher, Lovi B'sula Bo Mishna Yamimim, O'miyachar Shemino Rabbi Yechonin the Machsher. In other words, even only Miksas came from Amov, from our nation. In other words, the father was an Amoini, and he married a Bas Yisrael. It didn't have Eira. Still, we say the halacha is that the daughter is kosher. So now the Gemara explains. My shnei amimin. What are Rav Yochanan mean to say even for two different nationalities? Ilay ma'amoini shenosa amoinis. That an amoini married an amoinis peheter. For the Gemara, my shnei amimin. What does it mean shnei amimin? You want to tell me this chorim asurim? When it came to smutaris? That you want to say it's called two different like nations because they have two different halachas. That the zchorim, the males are mutaros by an amoini. Mashenki and the ladies are muta. That's what it meant. For the Gemara, hainu giyuris mechona. If so, what's Rav Yochanan saying more than Rav Zakoi? That's the same thing as Rav Zakoi. Where the parents were gerim and they're not doing an avera. That's the case where the daughter is muta. So an amoini, he's allowed to marry an amoinis. So therefore, what's the chiddush? Elo, you have to say Rav Yochanan saying the chiddush like this. The Amoini shenosa bas Yisrael. We're talking about the Amoini, the father was a ger Amoini, married a bas Yisrael, and did an avera. Even though he did an avera, still that's the posik. Ki im besula me'amov yikach isha. The ma'aseh, the daughter they have, she's mutter even to Kohen Gadol. So you see clearly, Rabbi Yochanan says this chiddush, even when the parents did an avera, but still the daughter is mutter even to Kohen Gadol. Vika the Amri, some say like this. Vika the Amri that Omalei. And Yishayna, I learned like this. Rabbi Yochanan answered back like this. That Amov, Me'amov, Lohovi, Besulom, Habor, Mishnayamin. That his daughter that came from two different nations. U'me'am, Sheyesh, Be'ishnayamin. And from a nation that has two different halachas. We'll soon see what that means. V'yata matas, Rabbi Yochanan, Sabbat, Rabbi Zakoyin, you only said, Giyuris Mechuna, Besuloi, only Giyuris, that's not doing an Avera. Only a regular ger that was Mizgayir, that is Mutter. Then the daughter is Mutter to a Kain. But in the case where the parents are doing an Avera, you are not Mutter. So Gemara says like this. Veger, that with the parents of two different nations means one's a Yisrael, she's a Bas Yisrael, and the father's a Ger. But for Yisrael, Ger, Heve, Me, Am, Sheyesh, Poi, Shnei, Amimin. Dainu Amoini, and the father comes from such a nation that has two halachas to it, like an Amoini, that the Zocho, the men are Mutter, and the Mekavis are Rosser. So Mara says, No, Lahach, Lishna, Zadrasha, to come in Behedja, to lay Mar, Biela, Bas, Amoini, Diktoni, Me, Am, Sheyesh, Poi, Shnei, Amimin. So according to the second Loshin, that is only be matter a ger that comes from such a ger, such a nation that has two different halachas, that the men are usher and the ladies are mutter by namini. Okay, the lishna bas mitzri sheni dikshay ulakunim inole. So how does Rabbi Yechonah know his second halacha then? How does he know where a mitzri married a bas Yisrael? He did an avera. How do we know that his daughter now is mutter l'kayin? How do we know this? You can't learn out from this pasuk of Amimim. Because by a mitzri sheni, there's no two halachis. A mitzri, a zocher, and an ekeva have the same halacha. That ad dor shalisha, they're both osir, and dor shalisha, they're both mutter. So as if you can know the halacha of a mitzri. Dichitaymi, maybe you'll come to answer me. Di alef mi amoini shenosa bas Yisrael. Like, learns it out from the same halacha. From this pasuk true of me'amav, we only know such a ger, like an amoini, that there are two halachas, his gerus. That the men are also the ladies are mutter. True. You only know from this pasuk in Amoini. So Rabbi Yechonah holds in Sfarad, like, what's the difference? If the father's in Amoini that married a Bas Yisrael, that his daughter is mutter to Kain, or whether the father was a Mitzri Sheni that married a Bas Yisrael that did an Avera, still we should say the daughter is mutter to a Kain. So Mara says, no. Mali, I'll tell you a difference. Mali Amoini Shenosa Bas Yisrael is a difference when an Amoini marries a Bas Yisrael Shekena Kavis Mutaris. Maybe the psul of an Amoini is not so strong because the Torah were matter than the kavus of an Amoini. Mashen came by Mitzri is different. So Gemara says Mitzri Sheni Shenotzer Mitzri Shneni Shniya Yechiyah. I'll bring you a proof in a case where Mitzri Sheni marries a Mitzri Shnias. So Rashi says like this: Shebitaik Shera. In such a case, the daughter is Muta. Sherei Shlishisi. That's the third generation already. The afal pi sheish ben sad chomer kidukoma, like you said before, the afilu ochi sharia is afan yovi yezu hoyav arehi shlishes ksheru lakuna. So what? So we'll learn it out from a mitzri sheni, they married a mitzri sheniya, even though there's a tzad chomer here that both the zochra and the kever is also, still you see the daughter is mutter in this case. So by our case also, where a mitzri married a bas yisrael, the same halacha should apply. So Gemara says no. Mala mitzri sheni shenosa mitzri sheni sheniya shekenein biyosa bavera. I tell you, when the mitzri sheni, the man from the second generation was mezgai already, married an isha that's also mezgai the second generation, they didn't do it in avera, ein biyosa bavera. That's why the daughter now is muta tekal. Ma sheniken and amoini shenosa bas Yisrael is also. So in our case here, we're mitzri mitzkeh b'keh b'shneiken. In our case, where mitzri marries a bas Yisrael, he's doing it in avera. So maybe there we're not matter the daughter. And this the Gemara says, Amoini shenos a bas Yisrael yechiach. And Amoini, when he marries a bas Yisrael, that's yechiach. That's the proof. So why there you see the daughter is mutter? The Chazara didn't learn out one from the other. So kitzur, that's why Yechiach knows halacha that even by a mitzri that marries a bas Yisrael, the kitzur, the daughter is mutter to a kain. Omar Rabbi Yehuda said, "Hainu d'shemana leder Rabbi Yehuda." This is what I heard over from Rabbi Yehuda. The Yoma that he said, "Amov meyamov." He dashed on this postik of kiyim besula meyamov, and the Kura said, "Amov." It says meyamov. He made a drush of lo yadana maikom. I didn't know what he meant to say. And kiyos. And now I know what he meant to say. That he meant to teach us this halacha that even an amoni that marries a bas yisrael biavera, still the daughter is mutter even to a kohen gadol. More says kiyos. The Rav Shmuel by Yehuda. Omar Hochi Tona Kaimei, this is the way I learned in front of him, that Isha Amoinis Kshera. If you have an Isha Amoinis, we're allowed to marry. She's Mutin Takal Yisrael. Bino Me Amoini Posel. If you have a daughter, Bino, the son from an Amoini, is Posel. It's also very good. It's a Zohar, an Amoini Zohar, that's also Leilam. Obito Me Amoini Kshera. Mashenkin is a daughter from an Amoini, that's Kshera. So Mer says, B'medavar Mamur, what is it talking about? The Amoini, the Amoinis, Shen is Gairu. When they're both Mizgair, then the daughter is Mutter. But the daughter from an Amoni is like a posel. Posel means to say, like not like Rabbi Yechonon. Then a case where this Amoni married the Issa, married a Bas Yisroel, the Aveiro, the daughter takes posel lakuna. Omalei Sitaka said back to him, Puk Tony Lebrua, go take it and learn it outside. In other words, you're wrong what you're saying. Now, my diyama, that's what you said, Isha Amoni. Now, my diyama, that's what you said, Isha Amoni is Ksheiro. Amoni is Poshid Vloy Amoni. Is that you right? The Torah only asked of the Amoni is Zochan Aran Akeva. Beno me Amoni Posel do Amoni Hu. The son of an Amoni is Posel is also a Zochar. Ubita me Amoni Ksheiro. The daughter of an Amoni is Mutter. Now, Lamai, what are we talking about? Ilay Malovoy Bekhal, if you want to say to come into Khal, Hashti Mokshemaduch, the mother is Mutter, he me boy, the daughter for sure is Mutter. Elo Lakuna, telling me now the daughter is Mutter to a coin. The Medavar Mamun, when are you saying this? The Amoini vi Amoinis, Shinis Gairo, where the parents did not do an Aveira, it's only an Amoini marrying an Amoinis, he's Mutter to her. Then the daughter is Mutter to a coin. Avo Bita, me Amoini Psula, my Bita, what do you mean the daughter? What do you mean the daughter me amoini? Ilay ma amoini shenos amoini is haynu giyeres mechuna? That everybody says the daughter is mutter then to a kohen. Elor has to be talking about the amoini shenos abas Yisrael. In a case where the amoini, the father, the ger, did an aveira and married abas Yisrael be Issa. In this case, you're telling me now that the daughter is also to a kohen. And Amulei, he said back to him, Pukton lebro, if that's what you're saying over, if I take it outside, you're wrong. That's the way Rosh Lakish holds. But the law we hold like Rabbi Yechonon, we just said with Ashna Posik, ki in besulim meyam of yikachishom, then the case where the father of the Amoini, even though if he's a ger, even though he married a Bas Yisroel be Avera, still the law is the daughter is mutter to a kain. Yeah. Now the Gemara says right. It says the Mishnah mitzvah v'adoimi eni yasurim, the mitzvah v'adoimi is only yasur ador shlishi. So we had a machloikis in the Mishnah, Rabbi Shimon said an isha, a mitzvah is mutter miyad, and then the Rabbi Chom say no, a mitzvah is also just like a mitzvah. And the Gemara said what? That the Chom had a tshuva back to Rabbi Shimon. For the Gemara, my tshuva. What was the question that the Chom had back to after Rabbi Shimon's Kal V'Chaymah? That Rabbi Shimon made a Kal V'Chaymah that Ma'aduch on Amoini, that's also Liyelam. A lady is mutter right away. So what then a mitzvah? That's mutter after three generations. For sure the Lachra that a mitzvah is mutter right away. So Gemara says, Omer Rabba Babachon, Omer Rabbi Yechonon, Mishum Diikol Ameimah, because you can say like this, that Arroyis Yoichichai, I bring your proof from the Yisr Arroyis, that watch Loi Osa Behen Ela Atsholosh Doris, there are a set of Arroyis that are only Yosa three generations, and we say the Klal is Echot Tzchor V'Yechon Nekevis, that even the Nekevis are also Osa. The Moshe the Torah says, you're not allowed to marry an Isha, Ubita, Ubas Bita. You can't marry a lady, and you can't marry her daughter, and you can't marry her granddaughter. It's a three generation. Who are then upwards? You can't marry your wife, or you then marry her mother, or marry her grandmother. And in these cases, the daughters are also also. Like the mashal, the granddaughter from your son, from your wife's son, is also also to you. So you see, echad nekeves echad tzchor maroser, even though the yisur is only yad gimel deros. The Gemara says, "Mal aroyis sheken korus." I tell you, aroyis are different. You know why the Torah they asked even the isha and the keva? Because there's a chayv krisis involved. Mashenkan bayos a mitzvah. It's only an isra said. There's no chayv krisis. And this the Gemara says, "Mamzer yechich." I bring proof on a mamzer. The Torah asked a mamzer. Who adin a mamzeros is also awesome. Even though there's no chayv krisis involved. The Gemara says, "Mal a mamzer sheken ein aroyil over the kal." I tell you, mamzer is different. The mamzer is not royal over the kal. That's what is Nisr, that's why the even in the cave is also. She is Nisr to come Lekal Olam, she can never come Lekal Hashem. Mashenk in the mitzvah that's mutter after Gimel Doros, maybe there are mitzvahs, the Isha is mutter miyad. So this the Gemara says, no, Arroyos Yechichoi. The Raya from Arroyos, even though after three generations is mutter, still when it's also even in the cave. So you see, in the cave is also also. I return the din, the svara, that leroy zeh keroy zeh, leroy zeh keroy zeh, that each chaymer falls away because the other one doesn't have it. Hatara shav shaben, what's the equal thing between both of them? Sha'asurin, that they're osir. V'yechot zechorim v'yechon nekevois, that both by a mamzer, both by a royer, is even in the cave of a roser. Is afan a yovi mitzri a mitzri, the same thing over here also. A mitzri and a mitzri should also be yosa. Ad gimel derus. She yu asur in echot chorm yech in the cave. Whether it's ochre in the cave, both should be yosa. So that's the chom's kasha back to Reb Shimon. This the Gemara says, no, mala tzad ha-shobu shepen, shken yesh ben tzad chorus. I can tell you, this is why Reb Shimon doesn't like this tshuva. Because there's a tzad chorus involved here. Mamzer comes from chai b'krisis. And these are royis and chai b'krisis. So that's why both the zocher and the kever is also. But maybe by us, by a mitzris, where there's no chai b'krisis involved, maybe only a zocher is also, not in the kever. For Rabbonin, now the Gemara says, what's the Rabbonin's kasha back to Reb Shimon? For Rabbonin, mecholo dechai v'yesei. The Rabbonin said, we have a question on you, because there's a case of a cholo that comes from a chai v'yesei, that's all. And we hold the Reb Elezer ben Yaakov, like Reb Elezer ben Yaakov Shita, that a cholo from a chai v'yesei is also asa. So Rashi explains like this. Mecholo dechai v'yesei, going kain godol, shenosa anusai mefuta, She all of the essay. In the case where a Kohen Gadol marries an Isha, that's a Bula. So the Nisra said, the Torah says, Ki im besula miyam av yikach, he has to take a Bula, and not a Bula. So the Kohen Gadol marries a Bula, he's being over in Nisra say. V'yein kan lav de zayna, there's no Isra of lav here, she's not a zayna, because only a penuya, the kid is not doesn't become a zayna. And v'ochi poch le rabbon le rabshim, this is rabbon's kasha. That a royes yechiach, mal a royes can chorus, cholol, techai v'yes yechiach, shein by chorus, there's no chiach chorus here. The asur habas keben, so you learn out from a cholol that when a kohen gadol marries this bula, even the daughter is a cholololo. So you see, the Torah says even the daughters, even the kevis also. So even though it's only from an Isser asay. And the older Reb Elezer ben Yaakov that says in such a case, the daughter taker is a cholololo. So now, the Mar says, my loiki, what did Reb Shimon mean to answer back to Rabbanan to say, no, you're wrong? Hochi komalu, this is what Reb Shimon meant to say back to them. Libi di, according to me, loi svirali de Reb Elezer ben Yaakov. I do not hold from Reb Elezer ben Yaakov. I hold in such a case, where a Kohen Gadol marries a Bula, it's only in Israel I say, I hold the Maisa, the kid, is not a Chalala. So you can't bring me any proof altogether. I argue in Reb Elezer ben Yaakov altogether. So that means like it, you're wrong. What he meant to say now was though, but Liditchu, according to you, Rabbonin, this Svir Lechu Reb Elezer ben Yaakov, you hold like Reb Elezer ben Yaakov. So you're telling me now, the Pirchon, the Mahatzad was this Chai v'Krisis. You're telling me no, there's a case where there's no Chai v'Krisis involved. Still the Nekev Rezosar. By a Chalol here, by a Kohen Gadol to a Bula, the Lachar is Halachar on the Yomer. And Shem is saying, Yishna, I'm not only saying a Svara, I'm saying Halacha. That's why I was in the Kabbalah for my Rebbe. That the Halacha is only a Mitzri is also, not a Mitzris. Tanya, we learned, Omalem Reb Shimon, Reb Shimon also said over Halacha, and Yom, I'm saying over Halacha. For Yod, another thing, and also, Mikra, Mesayeni, I have a Raya from a Pasuk. The Pasuk says, Bonim Vulei Bonis. The Pasuk says, by Mitzri, Bonim Hashi, Yavoldu Lehem Dor Shalishi. Mashma, only bonim of Mitzri is also, and not Nekevis. That's Reb Shimon's drasha. Now, Torah Rabbanim, what's the price like this? The Pasuk Taka says, bonim, v'loi bonis, who make this drasha, divrei Reb Shimon. That's Reb Shimon's drasha. Now, by Mitzri, it's only the bonim, and not the bonis. Omer Reb Yudi says, no. Hooray, Yuayma, the Pasuk says, bonim, ashi yivoldu lem dor shlishi. Now, what the Pasuk Taka says, that the third generation of a Mitzri is mutter. But hakosif tolon beleda. The Torah is totally in Leda. The third generation, that's what's mutter and not before. Mashma, the second generation, even though it's in a keva, still it's also. That's the Yudas Yerushal Halacha, that a Mitzri, Rishon, and Sheni is also even in a keva. A Mitzris, Rishon, or a Sheniya, she's also in the Kalashim. Omer Rabbi Yechon, Yechon said like this, Ilav, the Yom Rabbi Yudah, Kosov, Tolim, Leda, if not Rabbi Yudas Pshat, that even a mitzris is also to marry into Kal Hashem. So therefore, we'll soon see, if not Fish Drosha, he said, Le Motza Yod of Raglav of Eisem Edrish. We wouldn't be able to answer a Shver Kashin of Eisem Edrish. That what Kivan the Yom Amar, Kal Gerim Mikri Kal, if you're like the Shita, that when a Ger is Mizgayir, right away he's called the Kal Hashem. See if you could tell me now that a mitzris right away becomes Mutta to marry into Kal Hashem. She's called the Kal Hashem.